lives in Paris, was in a restaurant near the concert hall when hostages were taken.
People suddenly running away from something. It didn't look like people that were running to catch a cab. It was people running out of fear, just the pace of the movement.
One of the people killed in a restaurant tonight was a woman sitting at a table next to Charlotte Reithold, who talked to France 24.
We continued to hear numerous gunshots, and then I noticed the woman next to me had a fatal injury. I think perhaps it was towards her chest.
Homeland Security experts in this country are closely monitoring developments in France.
John Cohen is a former Homeland Security Department counterterrorism coordinator. He says the presence of multiple attack scenes at the same time suggests a coordinated effort, a strategy that Al-Qaeda and the group the Islamic State have used to send a message. Cohen says this raises new terrorism concerns for all of Europe and potentially the United States. Former Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff tells MSNBC social media posts from purported followers of the group the Islamic State could indicate they were waiting for the attacks. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Paris prosecutor says at least five of the attackers were killed by security forces when they stormed that concert hall. This is AP Radio News. At least 20 people were hurt this afternoon in San Francisco. Five of them suffered life-threatening injuries when a double-decker tour bus crashed in Union Square. Most of the injured were aboard the open-air bus. Fire Chief Joanne Hayes-White told KGO-TV police are trying to determine what caused the bus.
In an ever-evolving global economy, one thing is certain. Uncertainty. Bloomberg Benchmark.